This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations says three Burundian peacekeepers have been killed by what it called unidentified armed combatants in the Central African Republic. The announcement came after a rebel coalition called off a ceasefire ahead of a tense general election due to take place on Sunday. Sunday's elections are deemed a key test of CAR's ability to recover stability. In the week before voting day, the incumbent president accused his predecessor of plotting a coup. A militia briefly seized the country's fourth biggest town, and Russia and Rwanda sent military personnel to help shore up his government. Central African Republic is mineral rich, but the United Nations rates it as the world's second poorest country on its Human Development Index. CAR has chronically been unstable since achieving independence 60 years ago. Israeli missile strikes on Syria killed at least six Iran-backed fighters on Friday, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The rights group said the dead were all foreign paramilitaries fighting alongside President Bashar al-Assad's forces. The missiles, which were fired from Lebanese airspace, hit positions held by Iran-backed militias in Hama province. One also targeted a government-run research center where surface-to-surface missiles are developed and stored. Again, according to the Britain-based watchdog, Iranian experts are believed to work in the research center. The Israeli military said it would not comment on reports in foreign media. The Israeli activity in the skies was heard over parts of neighboring Lebanon, where many took to social media to denounce the Christmas Day attack. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com.